One of the problems with a lot of the coverage of what's happened in the last week is completely lacking in any kind of context that helps people to understand what's happening. The situation is extremely complex, very fluid, very volatile. Multiple different actors, both inside and outside Nicaragua. The various perspectives on what's going on actually kind of range from kind of conspiracy theorists who see the whole thing as a kind of curious plot just to destroy Sandinismo, and a kind of continuation of what's happened in Venezuela, etc., to the other extreme, now calling for the downfall of the government. I think in terms of the media coverage, and just to take one example, there was a piece that the New Internationalist put up, which is called Web Analysis, which does actually suggest that they might have chosen to kind of step back and analyze a very complex political and social dynamic. But what they've actually done is presented the point of view of some critics of the government. So that's actually kind of presented as kind of the truth about what's happening in Nicaragua. Which doesn't do New Internationalists a service, or Nicaragua, or their readers. I think the other thing to say is that certainly our experience of the last, particularly 10 years or so, is there's some very, very vociferous critics of the government, some who were involved in the Sandinista government in the 1980s and are kind of disillusioned Sandinistas, but others as well. And the concern that we've had is that they seem to have a kind of megaphone to the world. So almost everything you read about Nicaragua has the kind of dominant messages that they are promoting. And there's a kind of conflation of every grievance they've ever heard or ever read about on social media, in some cases, against Danielle and Rosario Murillo and the government. And that's a kind of conflation of grievances that they have personally, they've picked up from friends or picked up from contacts in Nicaragua, that goes back a very long time. I think to add to that, definitely the Nicaraguan government does bear some responsibility to that. I think particularly their English, well, the little English language information, presenting information about Nicaragua is pretty kind of non-existent. And also the whole thing has become a bit vicious circle because they feel that they never get a fair hearing with the international media. They quite often just refuse to engage.